Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
And Maxie is back. He's joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And I neglected to ask you about your vacation. I didn't know if you wanted to chat about it. Did you go anywhere fun, Maxie?
Oh, I conquered the Rocky Mountains with my college buddies. We were out skiing there in Colorado for a couple of days, and it was beyond gorgeous and hard to come back.
I bet. I'm guessing.
I love skiing.
I'm guessing you're an awesome skier, too.
No, I'm not. I'm learning still how to ski. You know what they say? You know, I was with my college buddies, and I go out there every year and do it. And one of them's a former hockey player, and he says, "You didn't play hockey. You played basketball." He says, "It's going to take you longer." He said, "Hockey players, it's easy because he said we turn, we stop, we know edging, all those things, you know." And but it's snowing out and you're in the Rocky Mountains and you're having a great time with your buddies, it's a good time. And then while I was out there, of course, Vanita, I like to watch the local news, pay attention to what's going on out there. They're all on pins and needles as to whether or not they're going to get Aaron Rodgers. And by the time I got home yesterday, not only did they lose Aaron Rodgers, but they got Russell Wilson. So, you know, Denver's a football crazy town, and George Payton, their general manager, is the former Vikings assistant GM, really a good guy, and he went out there, brought some staff with him, and he obviously had this all set up, which is a pretty good move by him. He obviously had, with Seattle, said, "Hey, if we don't get Rodgers, here's the deal in place. We move right away," and they did. But that is a football crazy town, and to see those two, you alluded to it at 7:40. Here we are in the middle of March Madness, and the NFL just owns the media.
It's amazing.
Rodgers and Russell Wilson, yeah.
and we know that here in this town too, because no matter what, yeah, anything comes out about the Vikings, that dominates. No matter what the season is. So what kind of an impact do you think? First of all, why did they draft Jordan Love then? What if they were going to do this with Aaron Rodgers? It's just crazy.
Well, I think probably what happened was they thought they could do the Jordan Love thing was like the Aaron Rodgers thing. They draft him like they did when Brett Favre was the starting quarterback. They make him sit and be patient for 3 years and really learn the offense before you bring him in. However, I think that the difference is when they've seen Jordan Love's body of work, they go, "I'm not so sure that's ever going to be ready to go because it's such a difficult position that they have to assess." So it doesn't hurt us at all to buy more time with him at minimum. And then have Aaron Rodgers in the place. But they may have already, made an assessment on Jordan Love and said, "Look, this isn't going to happen." I mean, in the NFL, that position, if you're not moving forward, they move you out quick and you can become a journeyman real quick. And I assume that they had that assessment. Plus, I think everybody, Vanita, knows now, if you've got – I remember Brian Billick having a long talk with him. And he said, "I went to Baltimore and we won a Super Bowl with defense, and I was an offensive guy. And I spent my entire career trying to either groom, sign, whatever I could, a good quarterback, and it's darn near impossible. So if you've got a good one, you just keep playing them, if you can."
I suppose.
And that's, I think, what they're trying to do,
Right. Do you think this has any sort of effect on Kirk Cousins' trade talk at all those moves yesterday?
I'm sorry, I broke up there.
Oh, sure. Do you think this has any effect on Kirk Cousins' trade talk, his value at all those moves?
Nope. My belief is that Kirk Cousins is going to be the quarterback of the Vikings, that when they took this team over, I believe, and this isn't just my belief, this is based on conversations that I've had, that Cousins has a lot more input behind the scenes than people think. And he is, I think, very well respected by the Wilf family and others. And I think that he has a lot more in the game than a lot of different people think. And I think that when Kevin O'Connell took the job, everything they've done has been geared towards him being the quarterback and trying to make a run at a Super Bowl next season. And a little bit like we talked about with Rodgers, I always get a kick out of this. Yeah, you can trade Kirk Cousins, go find it. Okay, now who's your quarterback?
That's true.
There's lots of guys out there. We saw at the end of the year what it looked like against the Green Bay Packers, when Mannion played. That doesn't look like it's the answer. I don't really understand what you accomplished by trading him,
Very good point. Hey, we talked about it at 7:40, but just got to mention the Wild winning 5-2 versus the Rangers. Great to see them get some of their mojo back.
Oh, boy, yeah. I mean, you felt for them all in the midst of that because everything had been good. It was been such a good feel-good story, and then all of a sudden, which is a reminder in sports, right, you never take anything for granted. But you were there. Hammer was there. The place was electric, and you know, Fiala and Foligno get two goals, and it's just like it's supposed to be.
You know? So true.
Well, but I got to tell you, I said this at 7:40, and I know you felt the same way. When the Rangers turned a turnover by Zuccarello there into a goal for a shorthanded goal, you go, oh, no.
Yep.
This again, you know, and Fiala answered, and the Wild took care of business. But I, you know, you can change this real quick because the Wild have enough talent to do that, and that's what it starts with them.
Certainly, and Talbot had a good game too, which is really good to see. With the high school hockey tournament starting today, we got Class A, of course, Minneapolis tonight at 8. You have been amazing with the predictions. You were spot on about the section finals. I'm like, how did he do that? Do you got any preview? any previews?
It's kind of an interesting Class A tournament because a lot of these teams play, their records are a little misleading because they played good competition or they snuck in and weren't supposed to win. But certainly Hermantown, coming back after last year where they got decimated by COVID and came with almost a JV team to have to play in the state tournament. And they're back with these plant boys, two more plants. Oh, what a surprise. And Hermantown, a lot of people say they're the best team in the tournament, A or double A. So that tells you something about that. Now, there's Ben Dardis at Matamida has been outstanding for them. He had another shutout against Chisago Lakes the other day. They played this afternoon. War Road's been really good so far. Minneapolis, Alexandria, kind of a toss-up game there at the end of it. Alex has played well, and Minneapolis has become the feel-good story. But Class A is a little bit, you know, you got some records there that aren't, you know, Mankato, East, and Loyola. They're just okay. And New Prague kind of snuck in, upset Northfield there in the championship. Monticello's got Wilson, the goal scorer. He just got his 100th point, so they've got a little oomph there. But they've played a tough schedule as well. But you got to watch out for Hermantown in Class A, just given their body work and their motivation right now.
Oh, for sure. Tomorrow we'll talk Class 2A. You can give us a preview of that as well. And I forgot to invite you to our morning news retreat. We're going to have brunch and go to the 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock games tomorrow. I don't know if you have time, but if you can join us, I'll text you.
Yeah, see, I always get the late invitation when they know I can't make it.
I swear, I thought you were on vacation for the whole week.
That's all right. If I will, like, is Hammer cooking?
No, we're going to be going out to eat, and then we're going to the game. Oh, okay. We need some good bonding time as a team. That's what I think.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, since nobody ever sees anybody anymore.
It's important. Thanks so much, Maxie. Yeah. Have a good day.
Thanks, Vanita.
We'll be back with your soccer salute.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.